So a gain of 5 there.
Boy, those numbers for Ubley, they had the orange ones on last week, and they have them on this week, and they're still hard to see. And that was the middle of the field.
I agree. It's now 2nd and 5 for the Hatch, at their own 45-yard line. Braden under center.
Oh.
And hands it off to number 33, Metzger. Hit in the backfield, loss of 2. Brings up 3rd and 7.
That was the first cha-ching of the night.
Indeed.
As he hammered him to the ground, folks. Nice tackle, but unfortunately, did I get the guy? No.
We're struggling here. The rain is hitting our windows so hard, it's like looking through a house of mirrors, basically.
Yes, and it keeps changing on you.
Absolutely. So it is 3rd and 7 for the Hatchets in their own territory at their own 44-yard line. Brain under center. We have Metzger moving out left. Receiver out left as well. One man backfield. Braden keeps for himself. Oh, he goes for the pass. And right into the hands of number 12 of Ubley. And he is off to the races. He's at the 30, to the 25, to the 20. And he's still running. He's down to the 15-yard line. And he's pushed out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. Interception by number 12 of Ubley. That is Nick Sweeney, number 12.
And Daniel Brown, I believe, forced him out of bounds. But not until he got it all the way down into Hatchet territory.
So just like that, Maddox's drive comes to an end in Ubley, deep into their own territory. But we have a flag on the play. There's a flag out at the 22-yard line. Trying to figure out what's going on right now.
Well, Ubley's staying back, but they've moved the chains already. So, yeah, they're saying first down somebody, but they're marking the ball back at the 32-yard line.
Looked like a block in the back there on Ubley, so that pushes them all the way back to the 32-yard line. So 32 yards to go to the end zone for Ubley, moving right to left across your radio. As the rain continues to come down, it's windy, it's cold, it's Michigan, that's for sure. Drake under center with T formation, 3-man in the backfield. Hands it off to number 47, Jimmy Shaw. Hits the hole, and he has room to run. He's off to the races. No one in front of him to the 5, and he's in. Touchdown, Ubley, Jimmy Shaw.
They ran that same play again, and just the old adage, you know, keep going there until they stop you.
And that's right.
They haven't stopped that play in 2 successive times, so the Bearcats put on 6 more points.
So with 3:52 remaining in the first quarter, it's Ubley 14.
Celebrate your
Maddox
September
nothing,
with Samsung.
Like
Thumb Cellular is giving
we'll
you incredible
right
savings throughout the month of September on Samsung's hottest new phones. Right now, you can get the Samsung Adorn flip phone for free at Thumb Cellular. Also this month, you can get the Samsung Gem Android smartphone for free, featuring access to the Android marketplace and swipe texting. While you're at Thumb Cellular, check out the Samsung Galaxy Android smartphone featuring the Android 2.2 operating system. Access to the Android marketplace with thousands of free apps, a 4-inch high-resolution touchscreen, and a 5-megapixel camera with flash for just $199. Terms of service apply. It's a Samsung September with great specials on all Samsung phones. So pick one up today at your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Then you'll too know why Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
And we're back here in Bad Axe. Ubley tacks on 6 more. The 2-point conversion, no good. It was a handoff to Jimmy Shaw, but Bad Axe sniffed that one out. 2-point conversion, no good. Pushing it to 14, Ubley. Bad Axe, nothing. With 3:52 remaining in the first quarter.
Well, I'll tell you what, the Hatchets are going to have to call on CPA Lori Messing and try to pick up some points here, Clark.
I agree. Bad Axe shows a lot of good potential, but it just turnovers are killing them. 2 turnovers, 2 touchdowns for Ubley. And that one was a little muffed and
covered by the Hatchets.
And covered by the Hatchets down at the 29-yard line. Bad Axe will take over. 1st and 10 for the Hatchets at their own 29-yard line. Now moving left to right across your radio still.
Cody Stokin recovered that for the Hatchets, or covered it, I should say. It was touched by him, I believe, and then he went and fell on it because it was a free ball.
Indeed it was. So it's unbelievable how hard the rain is coming down right now. There's umbrellas. I think there's more umbrellas than people out here.
Well, they might have to go to CHS Cooling and Heating and sheet metal and get something to cover up with, Clark.
But as you're speaking there, number 33, Metzger, pushes out for 13 yards. He's out to the 41-yard line. First down, Hatchets.
Well, again, with their numbers, it's a light orange, and a couple of Hatchets made the tackle, but it was in the secondary before they were able to tackle him.
You mean a couple of Bearcats there?
Bearcats,
yeah,
yes.
It's close enough. But anyway, 41-yard line, first and 10 for the Hatchets as they're moving left to right across your radio in the maize and blue uniforms and winged helmets. Not my choice, but I'll go with it. Anywho, first and 10 for the Hatchets. Braden under center, T formation, hands it off to his first man, Metzger. He's pushing for, number 47, Spencer Kelly. He pushes forward for about 7 yards. He hit a lot of action at about the 3-yard marker, and he pushed forward for about 4 more.
Tom Selke made the hit for the Bearcats.
Was that Selick?
Selick,
yes.
Okay.
Close enough. We'll blame it on the rain. Now it almost looks like the rain is moving left to right across our radio, but it's also coming across the field. It just looks miserable out there.
I think it's just the rain on the windows, Clark. It just, it's not very, very good spotting conditions, I would guess.
There's a little fumble on the play, but Braden picks it back up, and he's continuing on, gets back to the line of scrimmage and moves ahead for about a foot and a half. Gain of about a yard brings up a third and a still long 3 for the Hatchets.
Josh White made the hit for the Bearcats, so it's going to bring it up 3rd and short for the Hatchets.
3rd and 3 at their own 48-yard line for Bad Axe. Braden bringing in the call from the sidelines and coming up to the line of scrimmage. 2:06 remains in the first quarter. Ubley 14, Bad Axe nothing. 2 men in the backfield. Yet another fumble, and Braden jumps on it. In the backfield, back at the 45-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 3, and it's going to be 4th and 6.
And that was a center quarterback exchange, and that was the we got to fault the those two on that play, because the center didn't get it into the quarterback's hands, or if he did, the quarterback couldn't grab hold of it.
And that's 2 plays in a row that happened. So number 12, Ryan Smakala. Good enough is doing the pine duties for Bad Axe. A good punt gets out to about the 27-yard line. Good bounce for the Hatchets all the way inside the 20 and down at the 15-yard line. Ubley's going to have a long field to work with as they take over at their own 15-yard line. 1st and 10 for Ubley with 1:17 to go in the first quarter. Ubley 14, Bad Axe nothing.
Well, they're going to have to stop that inside play, and they're going to have to maybe go to McVay's Insurance and get a little help with that problem they got up in the middle there, Clark.
That's right. If you have a problem, head to McVay Insurance Agency. They're your no-problem people located at 121 West Huron Avenue in Bad Axe. So Ubley comes out still in the T formation. Drake under center at their own 15-yard line. Bad Axe bringing mostly everyone into the box. They have 2 safeties in. Looks like they're showing blitz now. Drake hands it off. And to number 47, Jimmy Shaw, same play, 3rd time in a row, same result, and he's brought down finally at the 45-yard line. Gain of 30 for Jimmy Shaw.
Well, it's a quick trap up inside, and Shaw was able to elude that. Kind of hit in there and stood up, and then off to the races.
Jimmy Shaw has 109 yards on 4 carries. He's averaging 27 and a quarter yards every time he touches the ball. And of the 109 yards Jimmy Shaw has, Ubley has a total of 133.
Wow.
So majority of the work being done by Jimmy Shaw, number 47, for the Bearcats. 1st and 10 for the Bearcats at the 47-yard line of their own territory. And Drake hands it off to number 5, Jason Coffin, moves his head for about 3 yards, brought down right at midfield, 50-yard line, 2nd and 6 for the Bearcats.
Spencer Kelly and looks like number 4 for the Hatchets, Dylan White, made the hit.
2nd and 6 for the Bearcats, right at midfield with 27 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Looks like we're going to get one more playoff in the first until we switch sides. Ubley leading 14-0 over Bad Axe. Drake under center, 3 men in the backfield, T formation. And there's the snap, hands it off to his first man, number 47, Jimmy Shaw, ball carrier once again. Past the first down markers, and then about two more yards out to about the 42-yard line in Bad Axe territory. Gain of 8,